Hey, Eric, how are you
doing? Hey, what's going on? Are we shocking some people?
Little shocking, a little for static shock. I figured that we had to have some sort of theme. There are a bunch of songs that I was going to put together for it, but I figured Shock Me by Kiss
I
would
like it.
be my favorite. Yes, we're back to talk about static shock, Eric. This is part two of our static shock volume one.
And I'm so sorry. I guarantee you that there are going to be some hits coming down the line
Yeah,
because these
we were
past couple ones
talking.
that we've been doing have been kind of rough.
Yeah, they have been rough. Well, they're rough on everyone, including us, because we were talking. Yes, this continues and finishes up not only just volume one of Static, but Static's whole run in the New
Yeah.
52. It only lasted 8 issues. So
And I
this
can see
episode,
why.
yeah, no, I can't really. This should have been done in issue four. It's a shock that it lasted till eight. That's what shocked me. Whew. But yeah, it's going to continue on. And in this, you do continue having Scott McDaniel on both art and story, but just him going forward here. And from then on, once we get to issue seven and eight, the last two, then you have a change, a writing team change. And it actually shocked me. Again, it shocked me, Eric,
Oh.
that we did not change the art team, though. Because when Mark, how do you say it?
Bernardin.
Bernardin. I even have it written here. I have the. I always want to say Bedardin,
What's
but
up, Bernardin?
yeah, when he jumps on, you continue having Scott McDaniel on art. So I wonder if it was just one of those that the guy was just like, okay, it's finishing up. I want to get at least half that paycheck,
Well,
or the
I
art
told
was
my
already done.
I told the story I wanted to tell, and then I was out. So thank God Mark Bernardin came on to help me out, I guess, in
Yeah,
my mind. I
yeah.
don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I'll give him some credit that he didn't get pissed and just jump off the book, I guess. But we haven't really seen him since, as far
No.
as I know. I like the art. I will tell you that throughout this, I like the art. It does get a bit confusing in a couple of these issues, and but I don't know if it's his writing or the art or a combo that I was completely confused.
I
But in
think it's
general,
both.
I like just his standard art. I
Well, that's
actually
the
would
thing
like
is
to see what he's been doing.
I was actually thinking about this last night, trying to describe how I was going to talk about the art. And the thing is, I don't hate the art, but the thing is, there's nothing about it that stands out in my mind. It
There
really
isn't.
is the basic kind of house style that you can
It
expect
is.
from a
We
comic
said it at the
book.
beginning of this. It's very comic basic. Like you said, it does seem like a. I don't want to say generic because I think it's a little better than that. But it is, it's non-offensive. Like you said, there's nothing that I've seen in this whole 8 issues that I thought, wow, you know
Wow.
what? Holy crap. But I do like
It
Static's.
does its job, though, yeah.
Yeah, I like Static's, his model, his character model a
Oh, yeah, it
lot.
looks
I
great.
really, really like him. And I'll even give out full credit as well because I think that the colors are really good in this as well. And a lot of that is Guy Major, or Guy, if you will.
Oh,
And I think that the colors,
Canadian
there's a
fella.
lot of, like dark greens and the yellow and black and blue and stuff like that really pops with each other. So I do like that. I'm just trying to find something positive to say
So
before
was
we
I.
start this, because this second half, it's a where's Wrong Turn? Because this is a bumpy ride, Eric. It is very bumpy. When we last
Buckle
ended,
up that doomsday clock.
buckle up that doomsday clink. Well, when we stop the first part of our two-part, episodes of this, Static had been stopped by Alkaline and then grabbed by those other freaks and thrown
Yes,
into the
Piranha
Hudson
had
River.
made a whole army of freaks using Dr. Nemo's
Yeah.
Q juice and was defeated. And then we saw Static plunge to his death, supposedly, by
Yeah.
two of those freaks who are holding him down underwater who didn't need to
Yeah.
breathe.
Yeah, and before that, I just wanted to mention, just because Alkaline kind of comes into play later in this, again, that he kind of shocked him and kind of fritzed, he ended up
He's like, how
buzzing
can
out.
his power affect my power? This is crazy.
So when we go in, he is in the Hudson River at this point, going to what
Gross.
you're supposed to believe would be his, watery death, Eric. But we
Yeah.
know that's not going to happen. The problem is you start right away with the nonsense dialogue again, or narration. He starts
Well,
talking
we
about
got to prove
everything.
how smart Virgil is,
You
just like we
don't
did when
need to
Mr.
do
Terrific,
that.
You know, check this out. You know, it's like, too bad for them. My powers are electromagnetic. Time for school, boys. Yeah. Today's lesson, Faraday's law of magnetic induction. A rotating magnetic field will cause a current to flow in a conductor.
Yeah.
You might be rubber on the outside, but I can light up your conductive steel belts on the inside like a toaster oven.
Yeah. This is not fun. It's not fun reading.
He made their steel-esque kind of bones heat up, and for some reason this hurt them, and they let go and swam away.
It hurt them, the guy who's rubber, this, that, and the other thing. Because
we had a concrete guy and a rubber guy, but they had rebar inside of them.
He can turn the steel rebar into a turkey broiler, Eric, is what he says. All right. Well, in the meantime, while this was going on, Piranha and most of his gang had kind of skipped the docks. They left, basically told these other guys to stick around and said, hey, when you see the body,
you mean that oil guy, 30 weight?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have 30 weight, the oil guy. But the problem is when you jump out of the river, did you know right away that it was 30 weight? Or were you like me that thought possibly that was the rubber guy melted because of what he had said? I was so confused, but you don't even have to know. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's so nonsense. But yeah, he says to 30 weight, listen.
Imagine if that was the case. You just became this hulking monster, this giant rubber monster man, and Static does this thing to you. Now you're 30 weight, this like oil slick kind of looking guy. Like, oh God, what's wrong with my life?
And that's where I thought that it was going to go that direction a little right with this, but basically it ends up with the kind of these guys like, you know, don't hurt up. At least 30 weight. And what gets me is the other guys who just got their asses kicked are there. Why are they agreeing to this? Because even Static says, oh, you know what? I'm going to send you off to the police. I'm going to take you to the police. These guys really have nothing to lose by calling Piranha and saying, oh my God, he lived. You know, come and get us. Come help us.
Only 30 weight had a phone, Jim.
Yeah, they might
have had it, but then they jumped into Hudson and back down. There was nothing protecting their phone.
They're going to go from this because this is just the setup so that Piranha and the bad guys kind of think that Static is dead when in fact it goes back and forth between the different gangs.
Because Piranha now, like his first tryout, he was told like to buy a... what the hell is his name? Tan. He's like, look, I'm going to take control. I'm going to kill Static so I can get the security contract for this, you know, Dark Star Laboratories. These Slaters, they ain't shit, but the Slaters are sticking to their guns this entire time. Look, if you have any, if there's any mention of Static online, if there's any,
they're still going to wait. They're holding an eye out
because they want to fuck Piranha over because this is bullshit in their minds.
Well, and in the meantime, you also see that Tan's gals. That we had met before, the tech girls, they're still doing it as well, but they're almost giving up because they can't find a match and have pretty much come to the conclusion that Static does not have a civilian identity when it's right behind you. You see on the screen.
Look, we have run and rerun a suite of classified facial recognition algorithms on every person who's relocated from Dakota to New York, regardless of age, gender, and race, beyond state-of-the-art. Yeah. Our results are irrefutable. Static has no civilian ID. When you have Virgil Hawkins and Static's picture right next to each other,
right behind you,
it doesn't matter that he grew his fucking hair out. No, he's wearing goggles. That doesn't matter.
And the way they're doing it is that they've spelled it out. They've spelled it out too much for me because yes, that is Virgil, a year or so younger. So, but they've just said, regardless of age, gender, and race, this should be 100% match. And it's never resolved any sort of way to not be.
The only way this could have made sense is later on in issue number 7 of this first volume.
That's what I thought.
Static says, I can alter my electromagnetic and make it so no camera can pick me up. If that was the case in the beginning, this would make complete sense, but it's not the case.
Nope, because they have two pictures
next to each
other. Two pictures. The best thing I like, too, is the picture behind them. It has Static and it has, you know, Virgil as himself. And he's got his regular glasses on, and Static has the goggles that he wears. I'm telling you, that threw him off. That's all it was. It was the glasses.
Fuck you, like, facial recognition software.
It's so funny. But as this is going on, like I said, if you're going to go with the fact that Piranha thinks that Static's dead, he's announced it to Tan, all this, like, hey, the Slaters, it took them. They were 0 for 3, you know. They were too busy looking at Mama and Preppy. And that you go with this there, and they're like, I did it the first time. Just go with it. Go with the fact that everybody now thinks he's dead. But they don't. It's like, okay, so all
throw
that
throw a goddamn
meant
monkey wrench in for no reason.
I'm
it doesn't make
you,
any sense.
Strap it in now, because it's going to be a bumpy ride from here on out, because then you go and Static goes home. He is having a bad dream. In the meantime, you get the thing where they have Tan and all these, you know, pale men. They're there at the apartment. They are going to kidnap Sharon.
Well, that's the thing as well. We've had this whole thing leading up to this where we had all these different organizations, the Slaters, Piranha's gang, the Crime Alliance, and then there's a guy at the head who we've been the police and everybody else have been trying to figure out who it is. Well, we see him on a monitor say, "Look, you guys work together, go and get the Limburg babies."
And we see who it is.
If you realize who it is at this point, that's kind of crazy to me, because there's no definition of face. The only thing you go with is Dr. Davidson had that sly ass smile a couple issues ago. Yeah, where he's talking about, I'll make sure that they have everything.
I don't need that facial recognition to see who it is. But also, it's such a weird thing to connect this to Sharon, to Dakota, to moving to New York, and then not have the idea you know what? Maybe their brother is Static. But even so, the thing that threw me off here, he says, Tan, bring me, he says one. I was going to say, I thought he said, bring me the Lindbergh babies, because I'm expecting them
to
go in and grab
both.
Said, one. Now, again, as this wraps around and goes forward in these next couple issues, you have this idea where, I think that they're really spelling out that they are the same, but we get a little different later. But Static is there. Virgil, he's laying there in bed. He's having a dream, of his past.
It's another little origin story to a degree, where he's just dreaming about, everything that
led
up to this point. Even though we did it before, and we're going to do it later, but we're going to have a little dream of it right here to catch everybody up on a story that you should know, but when they're telling now –
but
they are
keeping
all of that shit in the dark, and by the end, you have no idea what's going
on. Well, and here's the thing. This intro, or this origin that they're going to tell now, you said this is the second time we're going to get a little bit of that. We're going to get it again in that last issue. Pretty much again. It's funny, too, because I'm looking. He has what appears to be a Public Enemy hat on, Eric, and I did like that. It's not full out. You don't want to have copyright issues, but I did believe that, so I did like that. But, you see how he kind of became Static. But then it ends in this with him pulling himself out of a face, out of a mouth again,
that's
an allusion to later.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. We had that dream before where Sharon, both the Sharons were dreaming the same thing, where they're brushing their teeth and all of a sudden some hands came out of their mouth and another Sharon was coming out of the mouth. We had that where Static is reliving his past and all of a sudden there are two Statics screaming in pain, it seems all electrified. And then Static has the same dream where these hands are coming out of his mouth and another Static is coming through.
And then in the meantime, as this happens, what ends up being
him. Alkaline then goes and shocks him.
And there's the deal is, the spoiler is, Alkaline is the other Static, and he shocks him back to sleep. And then you see the guys go grab Sharon and off they go. Then you go down to Piranha's garbage barge terminal facility, East River Dock, mere minutes later, and you have Guillotine
Piranha's
there.
Piranha's got a lot of locations.
Oh, yeah. This guy, I don't know what he's trying to do, why he wants to step it up. The guy has to be rich.
He's got a junkyard. He's got a garage barge. Come on.
He's got it all. So you have
garage.
It with
garage barge. You know that barge that holds
the garage barge
around?
You just go in and you park your car, and then he goes away, and then you never see it again. That's called a chop. Shop. You have it where Guillotine's there with Alkaline, and it's weird too because they have this really weird back and forth with each other that really doesn't end up
killers.
Yeah, it doesn't even end up really paying off at the end.
This whole thing where Alkaline and Guillotine are talking and they keep calling each other natural born killers because who's the real killer?
Yeah.
This continues then with Static yelling, "You natural born killer." I'm this natural born killer thing is something that, McDaniel really grabbed a hold of.
Yeah, he really wanted to say.
The mainstay of the freaking, the conversations between Alkaline, Guillotine, and Static going forward.
Yeah, and then you see that at this, garbage barge terminal facility, we're going to have a little showdown with Piranha's gang and the Slaters.
And the Slaters.
And the police, yeah. But as this goes on, you do see back at the Hawkins family home in Harlem that they've discovered that the one Sharon is gone. And I know everything that's going on with this, and I know that he said one of the Lindbergh babies and all this, but – I really wish they would have shown more of the other Sharon. When we realize that this Sharon is gone, you see her crouched down with her head on her hands, barely, in one panel. Then it seems like she kind of disappears for a little. Yep. And I'm like, okay, well, then you see kind of...
If you want to make it more confusing, because there's a cue pad left on the kidnapped Sharon's bed and says, did you think you could escape me? This is only the beginning. And the connection is like, you know, you're supposed to think, oh my God, it's the guy who actually did this to Sharon originally.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when it's... Damn it, I've seen this before. Slaters. Like, what?
Yeah. No, yeah. And you're like thinking like, what? It's getting confused between Sharon, Static, Virgil. Like, you don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at first I thought, you know, you're not going to get away. Oh my God, they knew who Static was all along and they've been playing this, but pretty much it's all about Sharon. But really, I would have liked the other Sharon front and center in every panel so that we get the idea. Okay, I get it. They got one of them going forward. You do see her at the very end where she's sitting there crying. And really, all this is going to be, this is pretty much a bunch of nonsense in my mind. All this is going to be for
is
because it wants to set up the whole deal of the Sharons liking each other in the end. But it's so funny.
And not only that, when we move past issue number 7 again, where it seems like these other experiences that the one Sharon is having besides for the other, it's actually making her a stronger person, actually making them more separate than they were, like, you know, just a copy of each other.
Yeah, so you're going to do that. But yeah, that's all this is for.
Yeah, but it doesn't go anywhere because the series ends. It doesn't matter. You never see it again.
Nothing in these next bunch of issues really go anywhere because then you have the Slaters and the Piranha Gang. A guy seems to be dead. You have all this, and that's where you get Guillotine. Guillotine, I'm sorry. Then she goes to Sharon and basically, because she has Sharon, it's basically like, listen, I'm going to make sure you're okay. Nothing's going to harm you. I'm here to kind of, you know, I'm not as bad as you think.
What's Guillotina's real name, Jim?
She goes through like 7 of them. What is it? Because she wants to say something at first, and then she stops and then says another name, but really, again, it doesn't end up. Yeah, she's like, oh, that's right. She's like, it's nice to meet you, Sharon. My name is Gia, and she's going to say Guillotina, but then she's like, you have to be like, no. She's more woman than machine now, Eric. It's one of those. Like, my name is Nekulia Martinez. It's Aztec, but no one calls me that.
Thank God. Okay, NECA. Just call me NECA.
Yeah,
my friends
call me NECA. And, you know, Sharon's upset because at this point a guy has died. But she's like, listen, everything's going to be okay. And then out of nowhere,
Slaters tried to screw over Piranha by saying, look, friggin' Davidson wants this girl alive. I'm just going to kill her and blame you.
Yeah,
and then before that could happen, Alkaline comes in and zaps that guy to death. And that's when Guillotina has to go and look.
And again,
sure nobody hurts you.
In the background, we find out that basically, you know, Alkaline is Static, so
it's
he's
a
going
copy
to
of
protect
Static,
that.
Yeah.
So, and then you have Guillotina, who's there, and she's just like, "Listen, we have a lot in common." I'm like, "What do you have in common?" Even after the story,
are you a copy as well?
Yeah, you know, and what do you know? And what does she know? But she's like, "Listen," and you get a Guillotina background and origin really quick, and the SWAT team shows up, and it's funny. She's like, "We'll survive this together, Sharon. I promise." And you have the SWAT team. Don't count on it, sister. And now we're just gonna end up, you know, full out brawl. In the meantime, Static does go to the Slate Gang's District 26 penthouse tech suite, and those two girls goes there to find out. He's trying to find out where they have Sharon. That was the only place he knew to go. At this point, he goes. In the meantime, he does start getting like a trail, an SOS trail, but the big fight's happening at the garbage barge facility.
I'm gonna say garage again.
Yeah, they're fighting, so everybody's shooting, things are going bad. I mean, everything's going crazy, and that's when Static shows up, and he just starts, you know, he's finding out and stuff. But it's weird, all through this you have that also on an aside, the Pale Man who is undercover, and the SWAT team almost blows his cover so that he shoots a guy.
Well, that's
it's all over the place.
Like, Guillotina, Alkaline and Guillotina are trying to protect Sharon. Pale Man is shot by his own people. He's like, hold your fire. Ah! And he's like, then he just starts shooting his superior officer. Watch the, like, you know, I told you to stop this. They're like, let me do my job.
Yep. Yeah. Well, then also, that's when you have the one SWAT officer yell, watch the girl and our agent on the, and he's just like,
he'd already gotten shot. Yeah, yeah.
And also, he's the agent on the ground is what I'm assuming, because and now they're going to blow his cover.
They had this whole thing with the stuttering. I want to know where the stuttering comes from with the Joker eyes, Venom, to make him the Pale Man. It's like, because I said, stay the hell out of
I think that's just made to make it seem like he is out of breath.
No loyalty.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're not going to get anything, because even though all this goes, whatever,
Pale Man,
Pale Man's done now. And it's not done because of any other reason except he's kind of done. He is still there. We see him then with all these dead, you know, SWAT team cops, and he's got two freaking machine guns in hand. And he's like, ha ha, Alkali, Pale Man. This is Piranha yelling. Glad you're on my side. Keep it up. And you guys will go far in the family. No, they won't. Because basically he's kind of out and done. But yeah, you then have pretty much Static sends out an EMP to trash things and then gets a hold of Hardware and wants to know what to do. Hardware is at this point, he is on his way. He's
and
going
that's the
to
thing,
join
is things
him.
Start moving really fast because Static also he sees like a pulse set out for an SOS, which he is following, which we established in the first issue. He can see this electromagnetic spectrum. Yeah. He can follow this signal. And he asked Hardware to come in for backup. He's like, all right, I'm an hour away. Well, with Static moving where he's going, like, Hardware gets there super goddamn fast.
Yeah. He gets there real fast. Him and Technique.
Yeah.
Eric, Hardware and Technique.
And there is Dakota, so I don't know how close Dakota is.
I don't know, but through this whole thing, when they do end up showing up, you really think that this Hardware showing up is supposed to be like this huge moment. It's not. It really isn't. And it throws in some weird stuff involved as well. No, but while this is going on, you have a stealth sub that Tan has that he's taking Piranha. Everybody that was involved is now heading off to the underwater South Brother Island base of Tan's. That's like right near Rikers.
It's not Tan's. This is the Dark Star Labs.
Yeah, I think Tan's taking them though, right? Wasn't he at the control of the deal? Yeah, he's like, Tan, you're telling me New York's baddest criminal enterprise is built spitting distance from Rikers Island. It's like, he knows. Tan knows.
Right.
Useful irony. So yeah, he's part of it though. He's not the big leader, but he's taking them.
He's
to
part
the
of the
big
crime
leader.
Alliance.
Yeah, he's going to the big leader. They get there and it is Dark Star. And you know,
David Davidson.
Yeah, David Davidson is Dark Star. He's just in this big mecha
suit. The doctor
suit.
Who was helping
and
Sharon this
I'm
whole time
you,
that got them to move to Harlem
yep,
to be
doctor.
A part of Star Labs and all
and
this stuff.
And was pretty much very good friends. You almost forget the whole connection with Hardware.
Oh yeah,
he's the one who set it up, and this is where he ends up screwing them. But we get to this place. We get to this Dark Star, you know, whatever this hideout. And there's this big out of time and space portal.
Oh, even before
there,
you get there, when we first go in, there's an army of Vyrules.
Yeah, it's weird because I thought that, but they never really spell it out too much
they
either.
They look like it. So I'm like, are these actual creatures that were created alongside Vyrule? Are these the replicated Vyrules?
That's the problem is I don't even think they are. I think that there's nonsense here because when they start talking about this alien race that this portal's connected to, I think that's what they are. I think they fucked up with the art and made it too much.
They have the alien race there as well alongside the Vyrules.
I'm telling you, if they never say anything about them being Vyrules and what we knew was Vyrule was dead. I know they do. They do a bit. They do at the top of the forehead, but I'm telling you, they're not as contained as... I don't know what's going on. But yeah, maybe that was going to be spelled out. Because when I first thought, I was like you said, that's Vyrule. But why not say that? Why not bring it out? But yeah, there's this portal. There's a portal there.
Portal. If you go down the center of the portal, you'll wind up in space. But if you go along the edges of the portal, you'll wind up in time and space, Jim.
Yeah, time and space. And it goes to this alien planet that he's aligned himself
thing,
with,
where
kind
did this
of.
Where this alien planet come from? Because
I don't know.
If you go down the center, he said you go through space. Now, does the space lead to the alien planet? When he said it'll take you to space, I'm like, well, I don't want to go there. There's no air there. I don't want to go to space. So,
and there's it's spelled out through this about kind of like, oh, no, that guy's dead, or I hope you survived. But there's this portal, and now we get the whole thing where Sharon says to Dark Star, Dr. Davidson, you did this to me? You took me from all of this, and now we see – That's what happened, but it's so quick. It's like one panel that shows them two. It's just nonsense. It's all really pushed forward.
Even this whole thing
now,
where Davidson's, he's explaining the portal and shit to Piranha. He's like, look, take the girl, Sharon Hawkins, throw her in. And for whatever reason, Piranha then grabs one of his men and throws him in.
Yeah, he throws him in. He throws him in.
Why?
Like, I don't know. But yeah, at this one point, that's when Sharon's like, why did you do this to me? And he's like, oh, the conceit of you, thinking they are the center of every action. This is not about you. It's about me, and it's about your brother. And so we're doing all of this where they're all trying to, you know, be like Piranha and the Slate Gang and all that. Why didn't he let them know? Why didn't Darkstar just let people know what was going on? Because he seems to be very aware of things.
And not only that, then we have the added thing of Dr. Nemo showing up out of nowhere, because this was a part of Piranha's deal with Dr. Nemo for the Q-Juice. Look, I don't have to pay for this, but you know what you need to do? You need to give me an introduction with this guy who has a portal at one point in your life.
Yeah,
okay,
a portal.
Done and done.
Yeah, this is gonna make Nemo, you know, happy as the Q-Juice. And while this is happening, Hardware and Technique show up, and it's a big panel where Hardware and Technique, and they're static. And it's funny because they show up and they're like, you know, you have Hardware, Dobie, park it here and keep it quiet. Well, if you don't know, you have no idea what's going on. And then initiating Skylark stealth, hover and park. I'm like, what? And then he says, it was a challenge catching you. You were moving faster than I've ever seen. You're getting stronger. And then the lady with him says, Hardware thought it was a pretty dangerous mission for a couple of boys, so I thought I'd lend a hand. And then he yells, Hardware, Technique. And again, if you don't know who Technique is, I thought he was talking some crazy nonsense.
Oh, like, dude, even at one point when you talked about the Dobie operating system, at one point I'm pretty sure it says the Obi at one point.
Yeah,
it even fucks up later on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, these things are like, holy crap, we're going to be canceled. Let's just throw it out there. This has happened throughout the series. It's getting worse and worse as it continues.
Well, now we have to combine everything we've ever dealt with.
Yes, yes. And
just
with
throw
that,
everything balls to the wall.
You are getting things that are confusing, not well spelled out,
not
really
make
bad
sense
transition.
At all?
And this is where I said that I did like the art, but when I said sometimes it's confusing, that starts here. And it's especially in this issue, because at this moment, you have Darkstar, Tan, the Slaters, Piranha, Sharon, Alkali. You have all these people. And then Nemo shows up out of nowhere with this portal. And we don't even know what
the
portal is supposed
to
be. I'm telling you, it's so crazy. And once Nemo starts talking, because he wants to go through this portal, he's going to make a deal with Darkstar with the Q-Juice. Darkstar has no use for this. So then Nemo just throws it into the portal, and they make it seem like, oh, no, it's the Columinus, the alien race. No, the portal is open. If the Columinus open that container. And then you have one of
Bang,
the Columinus
baby,
there. Yeah, and is Columini. He? Are you getting the idea that he's afraid?
Oh,
like
fuck.
They'll become crazy like that and go after him? I don't know what the deal is. You
I
have
don't
one
know
of
what
the Columinus
are.
No, the one that looks like it might be a Columinus just talks in goddamn gibberish.
That's a Columinus. Yeah.
And then that's when Piranha, screw you all, my freaks, waste these pukes and trash this place. And now. It's just a free-for-all. But really, this whole progression of getting to Darkstar, to see this portal, to not know what it's about, to have Dr. Nemo show up and basically say, you know, let me go through there. No, you're not allowed. Okay, here goes the Q-Juice. Oh, my goodness. And then just to make things more confusing is when Hardware,
Sunspot, no
Technique.
No, when Sunspot shows up.
And Sunspot. That made no sense. I actually thought he was talking gibberish. And
I didn't know this was Sunspot at first, because we only dealt with him in the first issue for a quarter of the freaking thing.
He was killed. But yet it was just a suit. So, yeah, it's just a suit. But again, have Static go, Sunspot, you were dead. I saw you get killed. I took blame for that. But he's there. And also Technique, Hardware, Static. They show up. You have Technique.
Am I supposed to think that maybe one of the Columinus people are
in the suit?
I don't
know what you're supposed to think.
Because the thing is talking weird, like, Stern Dick, Dick. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. You have Technique. She's going to go and grab Sharon and take her to safety while Hardware and Static fight off everyone. And then it's a messy free-for-all. I'm telling you, these pages are just going on. This is where Static shows that Giatina and also Alkaline are not as bad as they say, you know, as they're putting on or as people might think. It does lead to him thinking that Giatina could be, you know, go to a special school, get some people to help her, and may be able to be, through a probation type thing and whatever. But there's nothing.
Alkaline is laying down what's going on with Static. Like, Davidson is the kidnapper, the man who Dr. Metcalf asked to be the Hawkins family shepherd in New York City, the man who moved us from Dakota, got jobs for mom and dad, managed Sharon's therapy. Yeah. Davidson is the man who duplicated Sharon. He's the man behind everything. How could you possibly know unless.
He's saying it very, very personal, like saying things that only Static would know. Yeah, and saying mom and dad and stuff. And like, because I'm you and you're looking at them, they have a little different hairstyle. I like both of them. I'm telling you, that panel with both of them I think is awesome. I love the way he looks. But the problem is,
you went through the portal's outer event horizon, that copy of you, me, got kicked into space-time. I woke up just in time to see Giatina give you the slip thanks to Nemo. I figured the best way to get back here was to infiltrate Piranha's gang, learn the truth, and end it. I'm like, but when did he go through the outer rim of the portal?
Who knows? But the worst to me is not that, because as we go, you do get, you know, Giatina, Static, Technique, Sharon, Hardware, they get out. You know, they all get out of this, you know, this underwater base. It is underwater. As things go completely, you know, crazy, blow up, sink, whatever, as they get out of there, you have just this whole thing of swept under the rug there with the whole where, yep, it's over. Hardware says it. That entire complex was below water. Whatever else may have been down there, it's gone. So now we have what has been set up, especially with Davidson and with Sharon and all this.
The thing is, I'm trying to figure out this because it seems like the way they shut down the portal and caused this whole place to close is throwing Sunspot down through
Sunspot
the portal.
Yeah, Sunspot looks like he went into the portal.
But the thing in my mind, the reason they needed the Sunspot suit is to actually travel through the portal.
Because they needed the
cover of the suit and so they can make sure that they could travel from one point to the other safely.
My biggest problem, though, is basically Darkstar Davidson. He has been the bad guy behind the scenes, all of it. He has caused all this problem. It basically made all of the Hawkins family to move to New York, and he's done. He's gone. This is it. It's over. This whole story that was set up, that was setting up this whole run and every reason behind it, is just gone because Sunspot looks like he went in and Dr. Nemo and the whole thing just, and now they're drowned. They must be dead. Everything's gone. And then you just go off. It's over. And when they go off, you do end with them having the Hawkins family having dinner. And you do have the two Sharons then. This is what we said before this. Basically, the whole setup was so that we can move on if we were going to. Obviously, it was canceled. But moving on, the Sharons, if you're not going to cure them, say, quote unquote, cure them, you're going to have to go on with them being identical and whatever. And they decide that that would be the way they'd want to do it. The one says, I'm going to take, and it seems like, you
know,
the
one who was kidnapped.
Yeah, the one who was kidnapped who had some problems. Listen, you know what? I just want to be called my middle name, Cassandra, now. And the other one's like, so we'd be like sisters? Oh, man, that's so cool. Everything is done. It's all good now, Eric.
Let's talk about how hot Static is and how unhot our little brother is. Yeah. It's so cool to have a sister.
And I'll tell you, these last couple panels, I'm like, okay, that might be one of the, you know, at least I was having some fun. You have the sisters now. They could be together. We don't have to worry about that.
Sister.
Well, then we move into the next issue of this, and this is when Mark Bernardin, why can't I say that? He jumps on, and all of a sudden we're going to deal with the sisters again, who want to see if they are identical and which one's the first one and which one's you just really tied it up enough for me where they were like, you know what, we've been through enough crap, let's just, you know, I'll be Cassandra, you be Sharon, let's move on. But we're not going to move on, but yet also we're going to just have a nonsense villain that Static starts fighting for no reason.
And all I could think about was Mr. Terrific with Tomorrow Thief.
Yeah, Because basically they go in and they're checking out. They go to Star Labs, you know, where Virgil, where Static is working. They go in and this one doctor who, again, it's an okay setup. But this doctor,
and that's the funniest thing to me, because he goes, it's like it's a weekend. You know, this doctor's not supposed to be on. He's doing Virgil a favor to, like, you know, test his sister's mind. Are you really good? Like, I guess he's in on the whole idea because they did move to New York for Star Labs. Yeah. But the whole thing is like, Dr. Lewis is taking me under his wing. I'm not sure if it's because he senses a kindred spirit or if he just envies my hair. I'm like, I was pretty sure that Hardware told us that everyone thought you were a criminal.
Yeah, I thought you were a criminal. Yeah, well,
whatever.
You start off.
I guess Dr. Lewis can see beyond that.
Dr. Lewis, he's a good guy. He's a bald, good guy. You hear a bunch of banging. You see that it's like robots outside, causing a ruckus. And you have where the doctor yells, "Look out!" And the one Sharon jumps, and I think that's Cassandra now, and grabs the Sharon, because she yells Sharon, and they go, and this is where they have now decided we're not the same.
Yeah.
Because Sharon's like, you, now, which, honestly, we don't get that until the end.
That dream shit we had where they both shared the same dream, that is just nonsense to me. The whole idea that they're answering the same thing, because right away they should start being separate people, because it seemed like one of the Sharons was hanging out with the dad specifically, the other with the mom specifically, and that's the way it was. So since they were not together and not experiencing the same things, they should already start being a different person. But now that the Cassandra was kidnapped and experienced all this stuff that the other Sharon will never know, it seems that she's become more of a heroic character. When the doctor said, jump out of the way, get out, she jumped and grabbed Sharon and got out of the way,
while
the other Sharon
froze. Yeah, but the
weird
thing about it is they don't even make it like that. They make it like, you know, because look out, you're going to both jump out of the way. It seemed like the one Sharon was just an idiot and didn't do anything, because she's like, why did I move when you didn't? It didn't seem to seem. I wish that he would have yelled.
That's the way I took it, though.
I wish that he would have yelled, look out, Sharon. And then the one jumped, the other didn't. They're like, you know what? You know, maybe I am Cassandra now. Now it was opposite. Or look out, Cassandra. It was just, to me, that, so it's like one of those, all these tests they've done have failed. But the one test, that the test of life, Eric, and they realize, but it's okay, whatever. I don't really care anymore.
No,
I wanted it, again, I wanted it to stick with what we had that last issue.
And even
of
this
just
whole thing,
basically, this is, like, we'll accept that we're, you know, sisters now, and let's move on. I don't need to know if
they're
different.
Even when we get to this point where, you know, the Cassandra saves Sharon, this is the furthest we're taking it.
Yeah, yeah,
this
it's not
where
going
it
anywhere.
All goes with those two sisters, or like clones.
There's one little bit more of a development with them,
sense.
And it's with Static. But yeah, you see that somebody is breaking into Star Labs, and that's where you have Static goes off.
They reprogram these security droids to cause a ruckus as a distraction.
Yeah, and he goes in. He's a thief, like you said. It's, you know, it's like Shadow.
It's phase. He's the master of density.
Phase.
He can phase through walls.
And it's funny because as you're going on, you do get a tinge of social justice warrior bit in this as well, because Static goes off, and really there's not much to it except that he says, you know what, I have this new technique that I can't be videotaped, and if this was going forward, this would be crucial, because Star Labs would have seen Virgil go into the room and then come out as Static. Now he doesn't see Static, but Virgil still has disappeared. Yeah. You know what I mean? If they're looking through things and like, and this is an attack on their facility. Damn right they're going to go through the tape and think, huh, you know what? I see Static there. Yeah, he saved the day, but how the hell did he get in? And you're going to see Virgil walk in a room and then Static come out, or nothing come out. And you know, Virgil being so it's nonsense, but you have that spelled out there. It's not going to amount to that
much. The other bit of development in this issue that only is, like, crucial, not even crucial, but just for the next issue, is
he
where
calls
Virgil
that
gets
girl.
He gets a call from Vanessa the Hottie, who needs help with her trig homework while she's all dressed in her sexy pajamas.
Yeah, and it's
and,
not
you know,
one
Virgil's
of those,
like,
yeah.
I'm busy. I got to call you back.
And he says, naturally, I've been waiting every day for the past 2 weeks for her to call, and she does it during the 10 minutes I can't talk. And this is Vanessa the Hottie. That is how he has her as a contact. Now, this is the thing, though.
It's because I add, like, the Hottie after every name I have in my, like, phone
Jim
book.
The Hottie.
Jim the Hottie.
Scotty.
I don't know how phones work. I don't have one.
They have this where
– say, in my phone book.
Yes. In my Rolodex. They have it set up here, though. It's the first bit of forced setup that she is just not calling him now to say, like, hey, you know, I don't know much about you, but, you know, you look cute or whatever. No, this it's almost establishing that they have a sort of relationship, a school relationship at least. It ends up at the end of the trade as they're best friends. They're besties. But yeah, he's like, oh, he takes the call, and it's very forced in there. But in the meantime, and it's I do like the dialogue for the most part that that Bernardin is doing, because he's like, hey, no problem, babe. Later, babe. And he's like, babe. Yeah, but as he goes, he finds FaZe. You know, he is a thief that goes in. They try to push it that he is a guy who is like a Robin Hood. That's the story he's telling, but he does say to Static, no, I'm not. I just do things for the money. Yeah. But what he's stealing is a machine that does not create water, but can take the oxygen and the hydrogen out of the atmosphere, combine them, and make water. For some reason, they really wanted to make it so that it wasn't something like matter is created out of nothing, because then
the hydrosynthesizer.
Static is too smart for that, Eric. You can't create, you know, something out of nothing. So it is a scientific deal. To me, I first thought to myself, like, you Star Labs, you sons of bitches, you have something that can help people. I mean, this is a pretty big development that they're doing. And it's not even like, hey, I would have liked it to have pushed forward in a, like, you can't take that phase. It's only experimental. The tests have been off or whatever. No. They've just kept it. And in the meantime, it's going to go to an African nation
their
money.
We even saw in that, I think it was that James Bonney Superman issue where they had this great technology developing, and it was only going to be used for military practices. Whatever. Yeah. Star Labs is not on the up and up, dude.
Yeah, Star Labs. But yeah, this phase has been paid by an African nation to get this. A weird thing, he's like, yeah, they paid me. It's their magic bullet. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But we'll go forward with that. And usually the magic bullet is like something that can hit, you know, a bunch of things like the Kennedy deal. It doesn't make sense the way he says it to me. But the whole deal is he calls Hardware, and I like it too. It's like one of those, hey, Hardware. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Got it. And says, you're lucky. Hardware actually has another. He made this. He actually made the machine there. So Hardware's a jerk too. He's a jerk too, because he has one just sitting around. Again,
I have
there
another
are
one,
nations.
So give it to the thief.
There are nations that are desperate in need of water. He has a spare one in his garage. But he's like, okay, you know, let him take it. Do that. I'll give you this other one. You'll slip it in there. But in the meantime, Static does say to this guy, FaZe, with a Y and a Z, I believe, Eric.
Yeah.
The way he spells it. Listen, I'm going to be watching if this country does not suddenly have water. Or you come back to Star Labs, there's going to be hell to pay. You're going to have to, you know, talk to me. Now, as we're going, and we're almost at the end here, because the Sharons then say, you know what, the testing got knocked out because of the attack there. But
I'm
we found
this,
out before.
This attack happened, though. Fucking lock FaZe up and, like, give this, like, mail this to the country or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Can do that. No,
FaZe
they
is
just
getting
let
away
go.
With destroying Star
let's
Labs.
Him go. Yep, let's him go. And, yeah, really, just destroyed it. And
almost
also, just think of the other things. The doctor that came in off hours, he's in big trouble now. You're not allowed to do that sort of thing in some places like this.
I don't know how Star Labs works.
You know, I'm sure that Star Labs is pretty, pretty stringent on when you show up and don't.
They just let Virgil Hawkins in, no problem.
Well, again, I don't think he was supposed to be there either. I think the doctors who let them in. They
cut
even
off,
say,
Virgil.
Just imagine, too, you
day,
have
kid.
Star Labs. You have Star Labs there. I'm guessing that the test that they were going to do when they fired up that machine has to cost $100,000. I mean, what's that?
I said, I don't know. I'm sure, though.
You're sure? Freaking Melting Man went to the hospital that one time because he thought he was having a heart attack, and it ended up being a panic attack. They did an MRI. He got the goddamn bill back. It was like $120,000 for just that. You don't think a Star Labs thing to fire that up?
The hospital's always trying to screw you.
Yeah, well, he still owed like $15,000. Then he had a real heart attack. but the whole thing ends with I guess Cassandra at this point, because she's got her hair back. That's always Cassandra.
That's how you know.
Yeah, she goes in to talk to her brother, Virgil, and goes in and says, hey, you know what? you know, you're keeping the secret of being static. She knows that it's static now.
And I'm saying, like, when did this happen?
And I guess it, I'm telling you, I guess it's because they were there and he ran off to be static and she figured it out. I think you're supposed to see in this that she's pretty smart as well, being his sister. And I think they just wanted to move it forward if this was going to continue. I do think that the Sharons would have been more, you know, part of Static's deal. I think they would have become maybe,
well, at least
like
Cassandra.
Even like an Oracle type deal. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that would have been pretty cool. But yeah, she's, and he
and
says,
sorry, it would have added more drama because at one point Sharon would find out about it and find out the connection that Cassandra, like, you let this copy. Yeah. I thought we were sisters.
And I get the idea that they, I don't know, but it's funny that it's not both of them. But then he says, it's like, listen, I do it because I can. I'm static because I can. And says, it's like how mom always says, she never wants more from us than to do the best we can. But if we ever did any less than that, she'd have our hides. And I'm like, what does the dad do? It really threw me off. It's like, huh, you know, like mom said, well, what does dad say? Dad says, pass the ketchup.
Dad said, don't fucking bother me.
Yeah, dad says, pass the ketchup. That's all it is. But yeah, or it is, I'd have to go back. Maybe I can't remember if the Cassandra was the one that was always with mom anyway. So he's kind of going with that. But we move to the last
issue. I think
issue.
At that point, they would just look the same anyway. So I have no idea which was which.
It'd be funny.
It's only
like,
after
switching that hairdo
that we put the hair. Yeah, exactly. Now it's a Parent Trap.
Yeah, they're having the Parent Trap with them, with Cassandra and the hairdo. It's funny, Static comes out with his hair back like his doppelganger was earlier, and they're like, what are you doing, Cassandra? That's all they know.
No. It's like, I imagine Static puts his hair back like Alkaline did. Who are you? Get out of my house.
Who
I
are
don't
you?
I know you.
You don't have your glasses on. I have no idea who you are, but we go to the last bit, and we start off with, again, like, it's a shame because by the end of this and by the it being the only trade, like, you're never going to go forward with any of this. So you're going in, and there's this big, big bad that, you know, you get a setup for that really doesn't amount to anything, right? This big spider techno.
This techno girl can take control of things, create all this techno, like, catastrophe. Like,
yeah,
these goddamn, like, almost, Tony, it's like a Transformers movie with these technology, like, techno tendrils she can create and fucking run amok throughout the city.
Yeah, and in this you have the thrown-in bit of a volcano. In
which
New York
is a callback to
Captain Adam,
which I never read, so I have no idea. Hey, did you remember that New York had a volcano?
It's,
thanks,
it's
Captain
so
Adam.
Funny that we have a bunch of tie-ins. We even had, like editor's notes. We had one in the last issue where that doctor said, you know what, I really envy you, that robot pet you made thing, and it says See Teen Titans. It's the issue that he was in. Here, all of a sudden, they just throw out, oh, yeah, forgot there was a volcano in New York. Blame that on Captain Adam. And it's so funny. He's like, remember that Manhattan has a volcano, right? Yeah, blame Captain Adam. If there's a volcano in Manhattan, I don't think you need to have anybody remember. I think that it's going to be on a lot of people's minds. But yeah, there's a volcano there, which
it's
really
a weird
it amounts
stuff going
to nothing.
I'll say, when the New 52 started, we did have a bunch of heroes centered in New York City like this. So we had this Captain Adam stuff going on in Static Shock here. We have Static Shock showing up in Teen Titans Battle, which I don't even recall.
And then
even when we get to Savage Hawkman, there is going to be an arc where Static Shock, I believe, helps Hawkman fight Gentleman Ghost.
Yeah, so they're trying to make that connected universe. So, you know, I'll give them credit for that. But in the meantime, you have this girl, this techno girl, who is actually being bullied. That's kind of the whole deal. She is
her
going
parents
around.
Don't understand her. She likes girls, and her parents can't understand that as well.
You
and
can't
just,
understand it. Yep.
She's just this techno thing who loses control and is like, I'm going to make them all pay.
Yeah,
I think
and
they
she,
can't understand you because you got a bunch of fucking techno shit all over your
she
face.
She has these guys that she has wrapped around. She's going to kill him. And basically, this is where Static says, like, listen, you can't do this. You know, they're scum. I'll grab them. It's so funny. He's like, and he's like, I'll grab them. You can kick them in the balls. That's really exactly what he says. But you can't kill them. You can't do that. You're better than that. And, you know, I'll try to help you. Let me help. And they go, you have the volcano in the background. It's so crazy. But they do end up kind of saving her. But at the meantime, Static kind of says that he's made these guys sterile, which is so crazy to me that he – now he says, I didn't really do it.
But he tells him it.
Yeah, he says, like, listen, he like EMP shocks them, kind of, and like, I just made you sterile. Pieces of shit like you shouldn't breed.
I just
whatever.
Your manhood
and
in microwaves.
Didn't you, when you were reading it, didn't you be like, holy crap.
Holy shit.
But
yeah.
Then it goes off and says, okay, I didn't actually sterilize them, but they don't know that. Then I'm thinking these guys, because these guys look like pieces of crap.
I imagine.
Now they
like,
are going to populate the whole of Manhattan. They're going to go and start having unprotected sex and getting 800 people pregnant now because they think they're sterile.
But Static Shock told me I was sterile.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. Next thing, Static's on Maury, and he's yelling and screaming at him, or they're suing Static because now they have to pay child support.
I just kept thinking,
what the heck are you doing? But now we're going to go, and you have the whole thing. I'm late for school. And he goes off again to the Dwayne G. McDuffie Center for Science and Mathematics, which we haven't seen him in school more than like two panels. So he's got to go back. I'm like, okay, we're going. Well, he gets called down to the school psychologist. And it's this lady. She, you know, she has the whole kind of hokey psychologist things like, there's no borders here. I don't have a desk between us. All this. It's fine. And they start talking. And the psychiatrist goes from like, okay, this is going to be pretty cool. Now, again, I know this is the last issue, but I'm going like, this is going to be cool because she's going to be somebody who can kind of, he can kind of throw some ideas off of as well. And maybe he does have some issues. All this is a setup to get his background again, which we see again.
Yeah.
And then wrap around.
Three times in eight issues.
Wrap around that she thinks that he is abused by his parents. And you do. I like the art. I like the old school Static look. You know, all that stuff going on. With that, I think that this would have been better served as the first issue. And we could have went from here. We get all this. You know, it could have been the whole thing where when he moved to Harlem and went to school at the center, they wanted to talk to him before he went into class and said, hey, listen, you know, I want to do, you know, let's see what you're about. Are you okay? Was the move, whatever. But you get all this, you get this really, you know, forced in background. You do see where he's talking about how his sister was kidnapped. See that she might have lost a finger at some point. I don't know if I ever saw that she was missing a finger at any point, Eric, but you see a finger there.
I didn't take notice, yeah.
Yeah, you see a finger there, and it would have been a weird deal. But, yeah, it's all going towards the fact that the psychologist said, you know.
Just imagine that, too. It's like, you know, which one's the copy? The one with 10 fingers, but I imagine
they
both have 9 fingers.
Yeah, they both have it then. But yeah, they're like, okay, listen, this is what's going on. The psychologist
is like. Or they get back and there's two. They both have 9 fingers, but only one finger was sent, so the only one gets one reattached.
Yes. I don't know what happened, but she thinks there's, you know, he's been missing class. He's been, you know, not interested. He doesn't have much of a social life. And she thinks that if he has bruises, it's, you know, it's done. Case closed.
Oh,
he is abused by his parents.
Oh, yeah.
Again, though.
Like, I was trained to see the signs, the warning signs. Yeah. And I'm afraid, like, roll up your sleeve. Like, I keep seeing you touch it. Like, is it like, I want to see if there's a bruise there.
Yeah,
thankfully, his healing factor acts, like, you know, kicks in and, like, actually makes
But wouldn't you hear this and you see this, and I'm just telling you right away, you have this thing. She's already pointed out, yeah, you don't really get social much. You don't have many friends. No, I had one friend back in Dakota, and there's a nice bit where he's talking about Dakota. He's like, you know, when you grow up poor, you don't realize you're poor until you see what's better later. I grew up in Dakota. I didn't know it was a piece of crap town until later, so I enjoyed it. It was my town or whatever. But the way this is setting up, I swear that it should have been more of, we know you're being bullied. I don't know where, I know that the whole thing, these are the warning signs, but the way that he is and they've been seeing, I would have been afraid more that maybe he was being bullied. It would have tied in to the beginning of this issue where we saw a bully going. But from here, like you said, if he has a bruise, she's calling the cops. And in fact, he's like, I don't have to stay here.
And even before
I'm not
that
even
whole
show
thing,
you.
We have this thing because not only do we have Vanessa the hottie that was set up last issue that wants help with Trig homework. But while he's talking to the psychologist, he gets a text from Quentin, who, if you remember, was that wannabe Slater with the biohazard.
He was the guy who wanted to get in. He was the wannabe guy.
Now. So he's like,
best
you know,
friend.
Quentin texts him like, where are you? And Static writes back, man, you got to get me out of here.
Yeah. And with this, I do think that the problem is, as he's going in to write this, you have the whole deal where we've only had one other kid in the whole book, so it had to be forced to be Quentin, who was the Slater gang wannabe.
He was getting the shit kicked out of him.
Outside that club. But yeah, he's there, and one she's guy? Like, show me what's going on. If they you don't had show one me,
lunch together.
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous, and where, it doesn't even seem like he's been at school.
You ever hear of Paris Island? Oh no. Shit, you went to Bang Babies? My God,
it's ridiculous. So he pulls up his sleeve after she threatens, if you don't show me, I'm going to call the cops. He pulls it up. There is no, bruise kind of there. It's kind of a bruise, but it's not. And she's like, but all the signs are there. Something else must be going on. And then all of a sudden, an alarm actually goes off. And he says, oh, good luck with finding that out. He's saying this narration, Saved by the Bell. And it seems that Quentin has sent off, he put too many neutrinos in the molecular centrifuge. So this is his idea. This is the high-tech version of pulling the fire alarm, is to put too many neutrinos in the molecular centrifuge.
But it's so funny to me, too. We have this, like, well-to-do school in my mind. You have to be pretty smart to go here. And Quentin, who, like, man, I am a smart kid, but man, do I want to be one of them Slaters.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. Because, yeah, it doesn't really make much sense. But then you have Vanessa the Hottie there, and she's like, you were in there all day, Virgil. What the shrink want? And then he says, a guided tour through the life of Virgil Hawkins, with the good parts left out, of course. Let's blaze before they bust you for atmospheric sabotage. And then they all run out of the school together. And then freaking Vanessa says, who we have no idea anything about.
No,
we have
she's
never
just not good
met
at
her.
Trig.
So, what's – and also, you're in a school, a very fancy school. She should be good at – so, what's that? What's next? And then that's where you have in the middle, static. Heck if I know, the world is ours, guys. What should we do with it? I'm like, first off, ditch these friends.
Best friends ever, Vanessa, Quentin, and freaking Virgil. Yeah, like,
Vanessa,
where
Quentin,
did you people
Virgil.
Come from?
I'm telling you, see these guys on the side? They're running out. They look like they're running out with some experiment
and,
they have.
And even this whole thing with Vanessa, like, he's grabbing her hand and they're running out. I'm like, I have never seen you talk to her.
No.
At the one point, I
so
could
have
said that.
At
when
least
you
we have a
school,
little bit with Quentin. But
well,
yeah,
I'm saying, earlier, when you walked into school at the one point, I think he was staring at her tits and ass.
That's
she
all
looked
it
at
was.
His biceps. And then we got a call. Hey, can you help me with my trig homework?
Yeah, what, and
now,
if you remember,
take my
basically,
hand, baby, we're out.
Yeah, basically, it was the, man, a lot of hotties in this school. Play it cool. Play it cool, Virgil. They're going to want what they can't have. And he walked away, and we were like, he's never going to get a call from her. And yeah, now they're best buds. Best buds. Best buds. You could have at least
now.
Had
you,
something.
You don't even know. They are freaking seriously
since
dating
that,
at this point.
Since
I think he put a
time,
pin on her.
I would have loved to have seen that.
People, right?
I wanted to see that lunchroom deal where Quentin goes up to Virgil and is like, the hell did you go? I got the crap kicked out of me, and you were gone. You ditched me. Nope, best friends. Best
like
friends.
I keep looking, but they don't have the right angle, I don't think, for that biohazard Slater tattoo on Quentin, but I don't see it.
Yeah, no.
He went and got that removed after
he got
the shit kicked out of him.
Eric, that was
temporary
a what's
tattoo?
It called? Yeah, it was a temporary tattoo. That's why they knew he wasn't down with them. Yes, it's over, Eric.
It is
over.
See,
that is the
never
end of
Static
Shock Volume 1. What did you think of it? What would you give it as a score? I have in my head what my score is, and I'm sure
the overall
you're going to be
score?
Very overall score of the whole deal.
The overall score, I'm telling you, I tried to make some exceptions in my mind to make the art better than it is, but when it comes down to it, it's very basic and almost generic at times. It does its job, but it does nothing to stand out like more than it should. The story's garbage. It makes no sense.
Yep.
And just tries to wrap everything up, throw everything it's got at you, even though it doesn't make any sense. And again, I'd have to give it a 4 out of 10.
That's what I'm giving it. I knew you would give it as well. I almost went down to a 3.5, but I'm like, nah,
there's
I'll go 4.
There's some fun moments, but it doesn't make any sense overall.
Yeah, like
it's
I said, that last issue,
Bernardin
came in and did not –
he didn't
save
know
things.
Final issue.
Yeah, and he didn't save things. That actually – having that as – you can tell that was what he was going to use, and then from then on – it would be his story. You know what I mean? This was the jumping on point. Hey, the world's ours. It's our oyster. We'll go. I'm sure maybe it would have gotten a little better, but we're never going to know. And 4 out of 10. I can't get any higher than that. And yes,
I guess,
like we
I don't
said,
know, when Milestone comes back out, I guess we're going to be back in Dakota. None of this shit ever happened. And
I would think so.
Static, good, and proper.
Yeah, I would think so. But with that, Next episode we're going to have is the Legion of Superheroes Volume 1 called Hostile World, and that's something we were looking forward to. I'm not saying that I know it was great or whatnot, but that is one of the books we're looking forward to. After that, there are some big hits. Batman and Robin, Batgirl, Demon Knights. We have a lot. I think I Suicide Squad is thrown in there as well. So, yeah, there's a lot
Which
in
I'm
there.
Saying, Suicide Squad, I would never tell you was a great first
But you had fun.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be fun to go back and see that. So I apologize of some of these. Like, why would we go back and do something that we consider a 4 out of 10? But we said we're following this one set outline, and we're going to talk about every book. So we want to, you know, give you the good and the bad. This, unfortunately, was one of the bad, and you can tell why it got canceled. I mean, it was a mess. It was a complete and utter mess. I will end this by talking to everyone about our Patreon account. We do have a Patreon account over at patreon.com/weirdscience. And if you are listening to this on the regular feed, if you join up to the Patreon account, then you get almost a month worth of these, 2 episodes ahead of schedule. You'll be able to go and get things earlier. So if you're listening to this on the general feed, you can already go and listen to Legion of Superheroes. Now, if you're listening to it on the Patreon already, you're going to have to sit tight because you already would have heard the Legion of Superheroes. So just sit tight and you get yours. But yeah, that is about it, Eric. I don't have really anything else to say.
Yeah.
What do we say at the end of the New 52 Review podcast?
That was the New 52, and now we're through. Getting up to the static. Getting up to the static, static in my